Let me ask you a question. I brought that, you know, Kusha rod afterwards. Should we tell everybody now? What shall I, people line up somewhere or we do it?
Yeah, when you're sitting here.
We can come up afterwards?
Yes.
Okay, I'll explain it then. Huh? Okay. That work? Good. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
He has a problem now. So we're here now to give Diksha, Brahminical Initiation, to Gajayani. I'll explain about this a little later on. I wanted to mention one thing. This is when we do these initiation, we have a fire sacrifice. And this is so for vows and commitments are being made, we do it in front of the sacred fire. And you'll all get a chance to participate, because at the end we'll be offering grains under the fire with mantras, and everybody can do it. Also, I have something a little extra special. I was in Mayapur for the installation of Panchatattva deities, which happened just before Gaur Purnima. These are the main deities of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. That's our world headquarters. And there's a little thing here. Our world headquarters. And we did different things. There's a three-day process for installing these deities. They're very large deities, 9 feet high. They're made of solid metal, astadatta. Gold, silver, different things are in there. They weigh about 3 tons each. So it was a technical challenge making deities that big, because they have to be solid, and getting them on the altar. And so, but it all went very well. We had a very ecstatic installation ceremony. And I was fortunate enough to be able to participate in part of the ceremony. And one part of the ceremony is a priest sits at a fire sacrifice like this with a cord of kusa grass around his waist, and that cord goes around the waist of all the deities. And when the mantras are chanted, different things happen. The first set of mantra removes the material elements from the bodies of the deities. The second set of mantras usher in the spiritual elements. And the third set of mantras enlivens their senses. And so while those mantras are being chanted, at each deity there are two priests who touch the appropriate parts of the Lord's body with a long kind of a wand made of kusha grass. And for each deity, since the deities are very large, there was one priest on a scaffold in the back who did from the heart up, and at the same time another one who did from the heart down. So it was my good fortune to be able to be the priest who was doing this for Lord Chaitanya from the heart up. I have a picture here, which we can maybe get a chance to see a little later on. Even some of you can see there's Lord Chaitanya, and I'm right behind him, and I have this with this wand in my hand. Now, I managed to keep it, so here it is, and I brought it here. This is actually, you can see, this is all for the initiation of Lord, the installation of Lord Gauranga. So after the fire sacrifice, if you just line up and come up one by one, you can get some mercy from. So now just don't run away. So the first thing I'm going to do, we're going to chant a little bit, and I'm going to do a short arti to install the Lord of Sacrifice, who takes up temporary residence here in Shripat. So he'll the Lord will supervise over this sacrifice. And then I'll explain a little bit about the meaning of this Brahminical initiation. And then we'll have the actual sacrifice, build a fire and everything like that. So why don't we do a little chanting while I install Sri Pasture.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Thank you.
Somebody else take that around.
So one of these at the base here. This should be captured. Now we're going to do a little purificatory ritual. You have a cup there? Huh? Now, you take this spoon in your left hand and you make a kind of cup with your right hand like this. And in your right palm of your right hand, 1, 2, 3 spoonfuls of water, and then sip it. And then take another spoonful and wash your hand. Now, then you say after me, everybody can chant this. Om Apavitra Pavitrova Kalvavastam Gatopiva Ya Smare Pundarikaksham Sa Bhahya Abhyantaraha Suchi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu. Now we repeat the same thing. 1, 2, 3 and sip, and then one more to wash the hand. And again we chant, Om Apavitra Pavitrova Avavastha Gatopiva Ya Smare Pundarikaksham Sa Maya Abhyantara Suchihi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu. And one last time. 1, 2, 3 and sip. And then wash. And again. Om Apavitra Pavitrova Avavastam Gatopiva Yat Mandire Kaksham Sa Vajya Abhyandharaha Sushi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu. Well, the meaning of this mantra, it says that whether one is purified or clean or impure circumstances may be pure or impure, or whatever condition of life one may find oneself going through, if one remembers, can simply remember the lotus-eyed Lord, Pundarikaksham, then that person is pure inside and out. Well, this is a very nice mantra. So this initiation, we call this sometimes second initiation, because our process is that a devotee will first get initiated simply into the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And then after practicing the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and becoming purified, then they can be initiated into Brahminical initiation, with receiving the Brahma Gayatri Mantra and other Gayatri Mantras. So this person, qualifies a person to be able to worship the deities on the altar. This is called Pancharachaka Vidhi. Chanting the holy name is called Bhagavad Vidhi. The discipline of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But the other thing that we do are a regulated deity worship in the temple, where there must be a very high standard of cleanliness and purity, and food that is offered to the deities must also be prepared in a very pure way. And that is governed by the regulation called Pancharatrika. So this is the qualification, especially for deity worship. And one becomes a brahmana. Now, when Srila Prabhupada started giving Brahminical initiation to Western people, this caused some consternation to the hereditary Brahmins in India. And when they saw people like me with this thread, they were upset, and there was some controversy. And Prabhupada also, he gave this, he gave also this same-second initiation to women. Some people have accused Prabhupada of being very conservative, like people like Allen Ginsberg, but he was, and Prabhupada was very surprised because he's quite radical. Excellent. So, but was he departing from the rule of the Vedas, as the caste brahmanas said? No. Because, and now I want to read you one text. This is spoken by Devahuti to her son Kapila Dev, the incarnation of Godhead, who was has taught her the Sankhya philosophy, the proper Sankhya philosophy, which culminates in the hearing and chanting of the names of God. So she says this: Yannamadeya Shravananu Kirtanad Yat Pravanad Yat Smaranad Appi Kwachit Swadyopi Sadhya Savanaya Kalpate Kuta Punaste Bhagavandu Darshanat. To say nothing of the spiritual advancement of persons who see the Supreme Person face to face, even a person born in a family of dog eaters immediately becomes eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices if he once utters the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or chants about him, hears about his pastimes, offered him obeisances, or even remembers him. So this is the verse. And so here's the word, swad ado api sadhya savanaya kalpate. In Vedic culture, the people that are considered to be way down on the totem pole are those that, by culture and habit, are dog eaters, swadaha. This is considered to be a very unclean diet, and is only taken up by very contaminated people. But even such a person who's born in such a family, very quickly or right away, savanaya kalpate. Savanaya means can perform the soma sacrifice, actually, can perform Vedic sacrifices. So this is a statement as to the purifying effect of chanting the holy name. And the next verse, she says, "Aho bhataswo pachoto garigan." How glorious is that dog eater on whose lips is always the name of the Lord? So these are pretty, pretty radical statements. And I'll just read you a little bit about Prabhupada's commentary here. Usually initiation depends on the bona fide spiritual master who directs the disciple. If he sees that a disciple has become competent and purified by the process of chanting, he offers the sacred thread to the disciple, just so that he will be recognized as 100% equal with a brahmana. This is also confirmed in the Hari Bhakti Vilas by Sri Sanatan Goswami. As a base metal, like bell metal, can be changed into gold by a chemical process, any person can similarly be changed into brahmana by Diksha Vidhana, the initiation process. It's said in India that anyway, there's a process. The way I've heard it described is certain yogis, they will take mercury, and then their urine can be applied to bell metal, and that actually turn it into gold. Don't try this at home. But you have to be, otherwise the mercury, of course, will kill you. But if you're an advanced yogi, so anyway, there was at one time, this is a recognized, so you can take base metal and turn it into gold. So similarly, somebody who's maybe low born by culture and habit become purified, naturally they change. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, and it's said several times that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his process of chanting, is able to turn crows into Garuda. So we are following this process. Now Prabhupada continues, "It is sometimes remarked that by the chanting process one begins to purify himself and can take birth in his next life in a Brahmana family and then be reformed." I've had people from India tell me that. Your next birth, you'll take birth in India in a Brahmana family. "But at this present moment, even those who are born in the best Brahmana families are not reformed. Formerly, the Garbhadhana reformatory system was prevalent, but at the present moment, there is no such Garbhadhana or seed-giving ceremony. Under those circumstances, no one knows if a man is factually born of a Brahmana father. Whether one has acquired the qualification of a Brahmana depends on the judgment of the bona fide spiritual master. He bestows upon the disciple the position of a Brahman by his own judgment. When one is accepted as a Brahmana in the sacred thread ceremony under the Pancharatrika system, then he is Dvija, twice born. This is confirmed by Sanatana Goswami, Dvijatvam Jayate. By the process of initiation by the spiritual master, a person is accepted as a Brahmana in his purified state of chanting the holy name of the Lord. He then makes further progress to become a qualified Vaishnava, which means that the Brahminical qualification is already acquired." Well, actually, anyone who's actually a Vaishnava automatically has the qualities of a Brahmana. So Katyayani has been chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, and she has become made advancement in Krishna consciousness, so we're ready to give her this further opportunity. Of course, the Hare Krishna mantra, we must say, is alone sufficient to deliver one. That's a fact. But still, as Prabhupada said, just to show people that a Vaishnava is at least a Brahmana, we also give this mantra diksha in the Brahma Gayatri. And it also, by chanting the Gayatri mantras, it also helps us to chant the Hare Krishna mantra better. So it is further assistance. Also, by worshipping the deity, we become further purified and enter into a wonderful way of entering into a relationship with the Lord. One has to be somewhat purified, because here we see the deity in the temple, and people think, oh, these are statues or idols, they're made of stone or wood, God is spirit, he's not stone or wood. People don't understand this. But if you have at least some faith, you can understand just as Krishna and Krishna's name are the same, so Krishna and Krishna's picture are the same, or Krishna and Krishna's statue are the same. There is no difference. And if I have a picture of God that actually is a picture of God, then that's not something I've made up out of my own imagination. So here's a deity, you may think, well, why do we have this? I mean, why does he appear like this still? Seems to be made of marble or metal. Because this is his mercy. Krishna says, you are rascals in the material world. You can't see spirit. Because you have been using your senses for sense gratification, now you're blind. And all you can see is stone and wood. But out of my kindness to you, I'll appear as stone or as wood. And in this way, I'll reciprocate service with you. I'll be available to you in this form. And this way, you can see me, feed me, bathe me, dress me, and so on. You can enter, even in your conditioned state, into relationship with me. But that the deity is actually Krishna directly. He has appeared this way for us. And he's God. He can change matter to spirit, spirit to matter, back and forth. No problem for him. So if he wants to appear this way, who can say it's not allowed? This is his mercy, that he comes in this way. And if we treat the deity as God, as a person, he'll also reciprocate with us. And we can have a full relationship with Radha and Krishna in their deity forms. So we have to have some purity to see that way. And then worship the Lord in the proper state of mind. One other thing I want to mention. In the Bhagavad Gita, the qualities of the Brahman are mentioned. It's a good idea to remember these. Shamo Dhamma, Tapa Socham, Shantim Arjavam, Evacha, Jnana Vijnanam Astikyam, what's the line? Brahma Karma Sabhavajam. These are the qualities born of his own nature, right? Shama means peaceful, or the mind is under control. Dhamma means the senses are under control. Tapa, that austerity, performing austerity. Shama, dhamma, tapa, sautam, and clean. Prabhupada said, revolutionarily clean. We should be revolutionarily clean. Kshanti. Kshanti is an interesting one. Sama means the mind is peaceful, but Kshanti means that you do not become disturbed. even when there's every reason to be disturbed. That's a tough one, huh? So, Shamodamu Tapa Satcham Shantam Arjunam. Arjunam means straight. That is to say, not crooked. So, honest, straightforward, charlata, also like simplicity, not duplicity. This is Arjunam. Jnana Vijnanam. Jnana means that you know the Vedic knowledge. You know what the Vedas say. And Vijnana, you have actually realized knowledge here, and you can apply it practically in your life so that whatever is revealed in the Vedas, you're capable of coming to the position of experiencing this. The position from which we can actually experience transcendence is at least the material mode of goodness. Brahmana means that person that is situated in the mode of goodness. And the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, the effect of chanting, when we are chanting and following the process of trying to give up offenses, the effect of this chanting is the modes of passion and the modes of ignorance decrease, and one gradually becomes more situated in the mode of goodness. This sotram, arjamam, jnanam, vijnana, you have experience. Astikyam means you have full faith in the Vedas. Asti. You say, yes, it is. Nastika means those who are atheistic and don't follow any religious principles. So astikyam means that you are follower of the Vedas. So these are the qualities that by which a brahmana works. And so they by the practice of Krishna consciousness, these qualities we expect to see them to develop in a person. So now we don't do anything here later on because the mantras that we give are silent mantras. We do that privately. So we can chant a little bit while we get the fire ready. And then when the fire is prepared, we'll chant mantras the same way that we are chanting the Om Apavitra prayer, responsibly, auspicious mantras. And then you'll hear at the end of every mantra or group of mantras, I'll say Swaha, and I'll put some ghee on the fire, and you throw a little bit of grain. Just you take the grains, ideally between these two fingers, and just a little pinch, and throw them in the fire, like that. And the fire is Agni, is the mouth of Lord Vishnu. So this way we're offering to the mouth of Lord Vishnu, and this for digestive purposes is the ghee makes the fire burn brightly, and so we'll all feel very happy and purified during those mantras. So let's have a little chanting, and then we'll get the fire.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Yep, maybe.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
have enough wood here. Okay, now we're going to try. We're giving everybody the chance to throw the grain in the fire, so you can come close and try to just a little pinch, because it has to last a while. The mantras go on for a little bit of time, and you be very careful not to hit the priest and the initiate. Now, so I'll try this. Many of you will know these. Maybe not all of them, but I'll try to say them clearly for you, so you can say them nicely. Let me just move this around a little bit so I get to see a little closer. Otherwise, I'll get everything all. There we go. This is good. So remember, when you hear Swaha, that's when you throw just a pinch in this fire. Om Ajnana Vimarandasya Jnananjana Shulakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Asmai Sri Gurave Namaha Svaha. Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Sada Mayam Vidati Sva Parantikam Svaha. Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Agrajata Sahagana Raghunata Anditam Kam Sajiva Sadvaita Kavaduta Purijana Sahitam Krishna Dikanya,
Devam,
Sri Radha, Krishna, Radha, Sahagana, Lalita, Sri Vishakha, Anvitamscha, Swaha, 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 Nama. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Ramin Yeti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Bodhavani Vicharine Yirvishesha Punyavadi Vajjatya Vesatarine Svaha 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 Nama Om Vishnu Adaya Krishna Hristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Yeti Namane Sri Varshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Ripabdaye Krishna Sambhanda Vijnana Dayane Rabhave Namaha Madhujya Ujvala Premadya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Nigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Muttaye Dinakarine Rupanuga Virudha Appasiddhanta Vanta Arine Svaha 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 Namo Pralambha Sambodhe Padambhujaya Te Namaha Svaha 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 Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Shakti Svarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Svaha 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 Gaura Adir Bhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Svaha 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 Vancha Kalpa Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Devacha Patitanam Avanebhyo Devyo Namo Namaha Svaha 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 Pancha Tattva Atmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Svarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktatyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Svaha 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 Sankarsana Karana Hoya Shai Garbodha Shai Cha Vayobdi Shai Sheshascha Yashyamsha Kala Sa Nitya Nandakya Rama Sharanam Namastu Nityanandam Aham Naomi Sarvananda Param Param Hari Nama Pradam Devam Avaduta Shiromanim Svaha 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 Namo Maha Varanyaya Krishna Prema Vadayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Krishe Namaha Svaha 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 Namaste Palagraha Namaste Mushalayuddha Namaste Revatikanta Namaste Bhaktavatsala Namaste Dharanidara Namaste Balanam Srishta Palambare Namaste Stu Ehimam Krishna Purvaja Svaha 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 He Krishna Varuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Svaha 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 Jayatam Suratao Pangor Mamma Manda Mater Vati Matsarvasva Adambujao Radha Madana Mohanao Svaha 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 Divya Vrindaranya Kalpa Drumadha Srimad Yatnagara Simhasana Stau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devao Vestalidi Yajamanao Smurami Svaha 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 Sriman Rasa Rasarambi Vamshi Vakta Pata Sitta Darshan Nenu Swanair Gopir Gopinata Priestunaha Svaha 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 Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Svaha 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 Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Svaha 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Svaha Svaha Svaha. Everybody can please stand and Kachani, you'll take that banana and hold it between the palms of your hands. Then the next mantra we'll do three times. And then when I say Svaha, you have to carefully place this banana in the fire. And so three times and then we'll do the offering. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Dittayacha Jagadittaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Dittayacha Jagadittaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Svaha 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada ki We have a little thank you song. People like to go around the fire. And I'll stay here with the, as you come around. Krishna